What's this podcast about? Even I don't know. Tune in while I figure it out.
JFIO minis.
It's alive! This is how Josh figures it out mini episode, guys. What's up? It's Josh Richmond here. So I said last week JFIO was going on a hiatus, but I hinted there might be some bonus content. This episode isn't even really the bonus content. This is more like a precursor to the bonus content. This is something you've already heard before. If you listened back in episode 9, the episode entitled Shut Up, Francis, just before the taping of that episode, if you recall, I unexpectedly got a letter in the mail, a sopping wet letter that came from deep, deep under the ocean, written by an old pen pal of mine named Jaegerbeard. It's weird. I know pen pals are kind of out of style, but you know, we found each other online. He briefly had a Facebook account before he went back overseas. And so we just kind of kept in touch. And whenever he'd get to a way station, he'd send me a new letter. And it was great to just, you know, from my little self-enclosed bubble here in Los Angeles, it was nice to hear about life on the high seas from time to time. But when he sent this letter, there was some shocking information inside. He'd apparently been involved in some terrible accident, and according to him, found the legendary city of Atlantis. Although he didn't even explain how he found it yet in this letter. He was just starting to tell the story. So here is where I read the contents of that first letter. It's a rerun, but there's a reason I'm rerunning it. Stay tuned for the follow-up to this shortly. Let's talk about one more question. I'm getting to a lot of you guys' questions today. This is one that I've gotten a lot ever since starting my podcast. I've gotten a number of questions involving my popular character, Jaegerbeard. Where is Jaegerbeard? All the children cry. Well, children, the truth is I haven't seen Jaegerbeard. No one has, for a long, long time now. But just the other day, I received a letter from none other than Jaegerbeard. It's true. The letter was soaking wet, but the ink was still legible. And the return address said simply, Atlantis. And the letter within told an incredible story about how Jaegerbeard came to find the legendary lost city of Atlantis. I read this with amazement. And now I'm going to relate the story to you. So, hush now, children. Have a lolly, put on your sleeping caps and your jammies, and let me tell you a story. One day, Jaegerbeard was off the coast of Somalia. Of course, because that is where all pirates live. I mean, that's where all the booty is. You guys all think Jaegerbeard is so fun, but he's a violent criminal. He boards ships and terrorizes innocent people and steals their cargo. He's just less threatening than the other guys because he has a scimitar instead of the standard semi-automatic machine gun. And because he perpetually has a parrot perched on his shoulder. And a giant tri-corner hat. And he sails alone in a rickety wooden ship. Not very threatening. His success rate is something like 5%, and that's being generous. But he doesn't do it for the money. He does it because Jaegerbeard is a pirate to the core. Core, I tells ya. Anyways, Jaegerbeard was sailing home after a long sortie pirating through Somalian waters when a storm hit. It was night, and visibility was low. Also, Jaegerbeard was very drunk.
Yarr! I am very drunk! Get me some more rum, Francis! Woo! This ship is all, like, going side to side. It's crazy. Woo! Wait, no, that's actually happening. Shit! I'd better go get to the big wooden wheel or something. But first, more rum! Shut up, Francis! Rum makes me a better steering. Wait, no, I'm gonna throw up. Wait, no, I'm okay! Ready to steer! Bring it on, you stupid storm!
Jaegerbeard tried to weather the storm, using every ounce of his seamanship, but the situation looked hopeless.
I know, Francis, I see! Shut up! I'm spinning the big wheel as fast as I can! Shit! Abandon ship!
But before Jaegerbeard could get to a lifeboat, the ship capsized! He tried to swim to safety, but an enormous swell crashed into him and knocked him unconscious. As he drifted down, down, down to the ocean floor, it seemed he was done for.
Yar. Where am I?
Why, hello there, Mr. Pirate. I'm very glad to see you're alive.
Bloody hell, my head hurts. And the air is all, like, heavy and wet. What's going on? It's like I'm underwater or something. Why does it feel like I'm underwater?
Perhaps it's because you are underwater. After all, if you weren't underwater, how could you be talking to me? I am an octopus.
Yarr, no shit.
I am a mollusk, and I have a beak and 8 tentacles.
Thanks, Wikipedia. It's just that usually I can't breathe or talk underwater. And octopuses can't speak English or tell me interesting facts about themselves. Is this the underworld? Did I fall to a watery grave?
Well, that would make me dead, and I wouldn't like that one bit, no sir. But I can understand your confusion, so let me provide some helpful exposition. You have fallen into a magical place, deep beneath the ocean surface, where landwalkers like yourself can breathe water, and even propagate sound waves through the ocean. Isn't that wonderful?
Ah, my throat is on fire!
That's an unfortunate side effect of breathing salt water. I wish I had a lozenge for you, but I have no pockets, because I am an octopus, and they don't make pants that fit me.
So that's it? I'm just down here, still alive for some unholy reason. Doomed to wander Davy Jones' locker for the rest of my days alone. I'd rather be dead.
Now don't be so down, Mr. Pirate. I'm not a godly octopus, but I do believe the world operates by a certain logic, even way down here in the ocean. Perhaps your life was spared for a reason.
What, so I could be your bloody pirate friend?
No, of course not. I mean, I've always wanted a pirate friend. It's not that silly.
How do you even know English?
Why, that's easy. I learned it from the humans who live down here in the legendary lost city of Atlantis, only a league or two from here.
Yar? Did you say Atlantis? I've heard of Atlantis. Do they have booty? Gold doubloons?
Gold as far as the eye can see.
And rum? Is there rum? And... Jägermeister!
Oh, sure. The bars in Atlantis are great, especially the dive bars, which are actually very posh and exclusive here because you have to dive down to them.
Take me to Atlantis at once, Mr. Octopus! Full speed ahead! Bend the rafts and, you know, down the hatches! Whatever. Get me there! You're coming too, Francis!
I'd be more than happy to show you the way, friend. But watch out for the 3 kings who rule Atlantis. They've had interlopers before, and it doesn't always end well.
Yar, I can handle myself. I'm Jaegerbeard the Pirate, I am. And to Atlantis we'll go. Whether by ship, airplane, or helicopter. I know, I forced that one.
So what happened when Jaegerbeard made it to Atlantis? Unfortunately, children, the rest of the story will have to wait for another day. Sorry to leave you on a cliffhanger like that. That's it for this JFIO mini rerun. Don't forget to check out joshrichmond.net. Check out at Radio TFB on Twitter, because I'm going to be updating you about a brand new podcast that I'm doing coming soon. Anyhow, peace and love. Catch you guys on the flip side. Ciao.